This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Veer Bal Divas, a nationwide celebration honouring children as the foundation of India's future, today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He will also address the gathering on this occasion. In 2022, Mr. Modi announced that 26 December would be observed as Veer Bal Divas to pay tribute to the courage and sacrifice of the Sahibzades, the sons of Guru Gobind Singh, for the unwavering quest for justice. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children hailed from 14 states and union territories. The government confers the Bal Puraskar to recognize outstanding achievements in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee will receive a medal, certificate and a citation booklet. Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of the country's first ambitious and multi-purpose Ket Betwa National River Linking Project in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh yesterday on the 100th birth anniversary of the former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the country's first Omkareshwar Floating Solar Project and performed Bhumi Pujan for 1,153 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also released a stamp and a coin in memory of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Union Minister of Cooperation, Amit Shah, dedicated more than 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies and dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation. Mr. Shah distributed registration certificates, Rupee Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies at a function in New Delhi yesterday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah conducted a comprehensive review of the operational and administrative efficiency of the Central Reserve Police Force CRPF at its headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post following the meeting, Mr. Shah highlighted that the CRPF has been at the forefront of efforts, whether in combating left-wing extremism, participating in disaster relief work, or ensuring the internal and external security of the country. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar called for a swift resolution of farmers' issues, emphasizing the importance of honoring and addressing the concerns of both farmers and soldiers. Speaking at the Natural and Organic Farmers Summit 2024 in Telangana, the Vice President said that the problems faced by farmers should be resolved promptly as they form the soul of the country. Celebrated Malayalam writer and filmmaker N.T. Vasudevan Nair, often referred to as N.T., passed away at a private hospital in Kozhikode last night. He was 91 years old. A prolific and versatile storyteller, N.T.'s literary and cinematic works had a profound impact on Malayalam literature and cinema. Many of his works have been translated into various languages. Kerala government has declared state mourning for today and tomorrow. In Kazakhstan, several people are feared dead after a passenger plane crashed yesterday, approximately 70 people on board. Authorities in Azerbaijan, where the flight originated, reported at least 30 survivors. Azerbaijan Airlines flight J28243 caught fire while attempting an emergency landing near the Kazakh city of Aktau. The plane was en route to Grozny in Russia but was diverted due to fog. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has announced that Israeli forces will continue to maintain security control over the Gaza Strip, a move that may complicate ongoing ceasefire negotiations. During a visit to a buffer zone along the Gaza-Egypt border, Katz emphasized that security control in Gaza would remain under the Israeli Defense Forces. In cricket, India will face Australia in the first test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne this morning. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 a.m. Indian time. The Disabled Cricket Council of India, DCCI, has announced India's participation in the Physical Disabled Cricket Champions Trophy 2025, set to be held in Colombo, Sri Lanka from 12th to 21st of next month. This prestigious event will see cricketing giants from India, England, Sri Lanka and Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.